The Brecknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Are Going to Fly by Catherine Wheeler, rather apt tune for our Ishman League South Central clash against the Sparks, also known as South Park FC, at the SB Stadium this afternoon. Founded in 1897 and founding members of the Red Hill and District Football League, South Park's facilities were very basic at first, with the club playing on a sports field between the Crescent and Church Road. 1925 brought a partnership with a local cricket club, which formed the South Park Sports Association, and the aim of the association was to improve athletic facilities for the two clubs and, as a result, the people of South Park. The new association found suitable land on Whitehall Lane, the current home of the club, and purchased 4 acres through subscriptions from door-to-door collections. They managed to reach the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup in 2013, the FA Vars fourth round in 2012, and the second round of the FA Trophy in 2017. Their current manager is Martin Dine, and their ground capacity is 2,000. Their highest attendance was 643 against the Metropolitan Police in 2012, which was a fair cop. They play in bright red and when at home, and royal blue when away. Let's see those Robins put out those sparks.
Come on, Daisy, don't drown me this time.
Here's your Robins lineup for this afternoon's match against South Park FC. Michael Eacott, Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Anthony Cheshire, Dan Bayliss, Scott Rees, Captain Max Herbert, George Knight, Dave Tarpey, Duncan Cully, Seb Bauman, and your substitutes are from Temi Awika, Zidane Akers, Shamar Moore, Caden Genovese, and James Clark. Come on, you Robins.
Here we are at half time at Bracknell, 2-0 up against South Park, and very much a banana skin of a game this. They've had good form coming into this. I don't think they've been beaten in eight. Three draws, five wins, so I think this is one that we had to be a little bit worried about. Also with Michael Atkinson out in the middle of the park, and Temi, both unwell, I understand. So one we had to be careful about, but 2-0, hard fought 2-0 as well. They've come out well. South Park, their number 11, who was a particularly strong player in the centre of the park, has done really well. But unfortunately, he went off injured. And then from there, yeah, we've pretty much dominated. Duncan Cully being, to be fair, the man of the match so far. Brought down for the penalty and a nice finish following a slip from their left back. So 2-0 up at half-time, very pleased. Bring on the second half.
I think Cully's been quite instrumental in a lot of the attacks there. He's been sort of a bit of a dark horse, keeping himself quiet, and then all of a sudden he pops up.
Yeah, and you saw a couple of nice links between him and Tarpey as well. So I think Tarpey's realised with Cully's strength and turn on the ball as well, I think Tarpey's sort of playing off him quite well. So yeah, I think that's quite a dangerous partnership there, going well.
Good stuff. Yep. Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins, yep.
Unofficial Robins podcast.
Well, full time here at Bracknell. 2-0 victory for Bracknell. And a really solid second half performance. I think I've got to mention a couple of, you know, really strong halves there. George Knight, quality, best I've seen him in a Bracknell shirt. And I think Duncan Cully played really well as well. So yeah, really pleased. 2-0 victory. And results have gone well for us today as well. So I think three of these teams behind us have lost, and Uxbridge have drawn against Binfield. So good afternoon.
Good news. I still think that Nathan Burden ought to be mentioned in dispatches.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think absolutely played well as well. So yeah, I think it was well done, Bracknell. 2-0. That could have been a difficult game today. Yeah. Genuinely, that's one of them games with a couple of players out injured as well. We could have slipped today, but 2-0, another clean sheet. This could bring on the next game. Well done, Bracknell.
So what was up? What was up with Timmy? He had a bad tummy.
The old jokes are the best. Come on, Bracknell.
I recognise that voice.
Hi guys, brilliant. I've got my colleague on, George Knight, on the line. After the game, 3-0, fantastic. Absolutely brilliant guy, fantastic performance. Great save in the second half there. So give me a rundown of what you think of the game.
Bit of a scrap, if I'm honest.
First half, definitely. Yeah,
definitely. We took our chances and that was really it, really. We left them, gave them two chances and that was it, really. It was just a battle in the middle and... Like the boys, Georgie and Scott Roosie, done very well in there.
So. Yeah, first 15-20 we were slow. We didn't come up blocked as we would have wanted. We didn't clear our lines. That was sort of our biggest issue. We were sort of under the cosh quite a lot. And then we started to fire and started to get the hang of things. And once we started clearing our lines and getting on the ball, there was no chance for us not to get the 3 points if we played the way we know we had to play. So hard game. It'll take a lot of points for a lot of teams. So really happy with the result.
Alright, so nice 2-0 win today against South Park. How do you think your team played overall?
Yeah, today was a very, very good result for the football club today. My boys dug in today and we had to against a very, very good side. So the way we handled the pressure today, I'm very proud.
Lovely. You've got Seb Bauman with his 103rd goal today for the club, scored a penalty. How influential is he for you guys and then moving forward? Towards high leagues?
Yes, Seb's a fantastic player. I don't talk about high leagues, that doesn't interest me. One game at a time is all that matters to me. Seb scored 103 goals, they don't matter to me now. It's about can he get 104? So it's so important that we just keep moving forward.
Lovely. So currently 8 points clear at the top of the league. So you're taking it game by game. How are you going to keep up this form when you're playing furthermore?
We're just going to, just like I say, it's an old cliche, isn't it, for most managers. It's just about the next game. You know, people keep telling me we're top of the league. I honestly, truly don't actually look at the league. I'm not interested in it because everyone can get too much into that. Everyone wants to beat Bracknell. Everyone comes here and raises their game. You know, that disappoints me with a lot of football teams because you shouldn't raise your game just because you're playing Bracknell. You should raise your game every single week and wear the badge with pride. But... not interested where we are in the league, if I'm honest. Just next game.
And today, form's been great. Any injuries that you need to look out for? Anyone that needs to be sized on?
Fit. We are ready to go for next week. We'll be in Monday training harder. Last week, we brought him in an extra night because when you're at the top, you're easy shot down, and I'm not going to waste any opportunity to keep the boys fit, and we're going to work harder now than we did at the start of the season.
And who's your man of the match today?
Man of the match for me today was everyone. Everyone off the pitch, everyone on the pitch, family-wise, everyone was together. The chairman should deserve a lot of man of the match as well. He's been first class with this football club, first class with what he's done with this group of players. He don't get enough praise, and like we can joke around what he's done for me and the football boys in backing us. We want to win games for him as well.
I'm with chairman. Kane on the line. What do you reckon, Kane?
That was a superb performance today. Look, you know, I think all the games recently, from the Guernsey game to who do we have after Guernsey? All the games as they've flowed, they've all been kind of potential banana skins. That one today, you know, it was the pitch this morning was very, very boggy. Could have gone either way, you know, it could have been a real leveller. But, you know, Bobby and his team were just, they're unbelievable. They just, their work rate, their effort, their professionalism, they're just first class. They're superb to work with. You can see, they gave 100% out there today in sticky conditions. But, it's just so professional in the way they approach it. And, what a victory.
I mean, that's the thing about Bracknell Town is it's not just about the players, it's the team, the supporters, the support staff, the training staff.
Yeah.
It's a family.
100%. We're one large big team, and everyone's pulling in the right direction. And I'm just approaching, I think, my sixth year in the seat. And we've had some great teams over the year and some over the years, and some great players and some great people involved. I just feel Bobby takes it to that next level. He's, again, I say it a lot, it's the professionalism. It's the, you know, this is certainly the first time in my era where, you know, it's the way they approach the games, the way they train in the week. It's just that next level, you know. It's that next level, and it's great to be part of this, and you know, week to week. It's just I think you heard it there. They just focus every next game. Never look beyond the next game.
Well, unfortunately, last weekend I was on the way to watch the game, and I punctured on the way up.
I tell you what, you actually, to be fair, you missed the win. But you saved yourself a torturous 90 minutes in gale force winds, because it was absolutely freezing, and that's why I'm a bit bunged up today. I've got a chest infection and a cold, and I swear it's because I stood behind the goal in the second half and got absolutely windswept with that ice wind in the second half. It was I think God was looking down on you when he punctured your tyre. But you know, I think for me, it's you just take it. For us right now, it's one game at a time as a club, as a whole group. Don't look too far ahead. Yeah, we've got longer term aspirations, but right now our aspirations are, they turn to next Saturday, and that's it. You know, as a group, as a team, that's what we look at. Don't look beyond that, and that's it. That's the focus.
Now, over to James, the Captain Birdseye, and Stephen, the Gaffer Witty.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James, the Captain Birdseye. A very good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever you're listening from. It's lovely to have your company. And I'm here with Steve, the Gaffer Witty. How are you doing, Steve?
Yeah, very well, James. Very well. And your good self?
Yes, not too bad at all. Yeah, it's been a busy weekend. Unfortunately, I only got towards the end of the game on Saturday, which is a little bit upsetting, as I had to work. And didn't have any option about that, unfortunately. But it's been a busy weekend. But it's enjoyable. At least I got to see the towards the end of the game, which was very good. And and had a meal with friends afterwards, which was absolutely first class. So all good indeed. So tell us a little bit about the game then. As I say, you're sort of educating me, because I mean, I know the result, saw the end, but nothing else.
Well, I've got to say, I think it was a potential banana skin, that one yesterday, for us. I think, you know, two form teams. I don't think they'd lost a game in eight. I think it was something like five wins, three draws or something. So, you know, I think we was all a little bit apprehensive, sort of talking in the bar before the game. And then, of course, we found out that Michael Atkinson and Temi weren't starting. I think it was illness on both. I think it was illness rather than injury. That will need to check. Mm. But I think from our perspective there, that sort of made us a little bit more nervy, because, you know, they are two key players in the centre of our team there. So, then sort of transpired into a good battle. And I think it showed as a game of two informed teams. South Park were good, if anything, a little bit unlucky, I think, to not at least get on the score sheet and maybe get a draw as well.
Because am I right that there was a penalty? What was the circumstances around the penalty that got given to Bradley Town?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the game. I would say probably first sort of 25 minutes or so. South Park played well, particularly in midfield, and they were a little bit unlucky to pick up two injuries, particularly their number 11, who was a really talented player in the middle of the park, just seemed to be able to create that little bit of space and have that time to distribute the ball and also sort of beat the man. And I've got to say, I genuinely thought that, you know, we were up against it. But then you're quite rightly say there was a penalty. and it was Cully who came through, and yeah, their defender, I think it was their number six, I think it was, literally caught him straight into the ankle. It was a very, very clear penalty. So then the goalkeeper tried a little bit of intimidation, a big old lad there, goalkeeper, as his shorts could tell us. From his perspective, he tried a bit of intimidation on Seb, but Seb struck a beautiful penalty, didn't give the goalkeeper a chance. So yeah, 1-0. And
I did see that's floating around on Twitter, the clip of that. And it was an absolute fantastic strike, wasn't it? You know, right into the left-hand corner, at such pace. I mean, they've obviously been practicing those penalties without a doubt within training. I'm quite sure of that.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I think in terms of it, Seb is very good at placing the ball. I get a little bit concerned because he doesn't look like he always strikes it cleanly, but his placement of a ball is always excellent. And I think with that penalty, not only did he strike it well, but as always, just beyond the reach of the goalkeeper, was never really in doubt. 1-0. And I think South Park were probably a little bit unlucky, if I'm honest. Genuinely, I thought, you know, they didn't deserve to be 1-0 down. It had been a very even game up till that stage.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we definitely did talk about South Park being, you know, really quite tricky opposition. And, you know, it sounds like that football, like anything, you know, you've got to take your luck when it comes, and sometimes it does. So I guess, and so once they were 1-0 down, did South Park change much in terms of their style or our style, for that matter?
No, not particularly. I think from their perspective, they continued to play the football. And I think it was a very even game. We really had to fight well. And I've got to say, a particular mention goes for the whole 90-minute performance, and I think it's a really clear man of the match vote on Facebook, from what I can see on the unofficial Facebook page. George Knight literally ran his socks off for 90 minutes.
And it is quite across the board, isn't it? Because this is something, you know, if you want... If you aren't on the unofficial Robins Facebook, please do go and send, wherever you listen from, it's absolutely fine. Don't need to be in the Bracknell area or such like, but yeah, it just send us a request to join, and you'd be very more than welcome. It's great. We've got a lot of fan banter on there, but also the unofficial man of the match, which we do every week, and literally, I mean, this week it's been pretty across the board, hasn't it? I mean, there's been a few for Seb in terms of and for Cully in terms of the goal scorers, but George Knight really has shone through in a very big way.
Yeah, and George Knight, I think he's been gradually improving throughout the season, genuinely. But this felt on Saturday is a little bit of a leap for him because not only was he getting involved defensively, but he's always very strong off. But literally on the offensive third as well, he was creating, some of his passing was excellent. I genuinely felt on Saturday that I'm hoping that something's clicked, because that was a new George Knight we saw on Saturday. And if he can continue that form, you know, with Michael Atkinson in there as well, Scott Reese, etc., suddenly, you know, that centre and midfield suddenly feels like a really secure place for us with cover.
I mean, it is. It's such a lovely. Of course, it's a lovely place to be, being top of the league. But that said, you know, many a times through the start of the season and even in pre-season, you know, we were always chatting behind the goal. And what we try and do on the Unofficial Roberts podcast is absolutely, you know, give you the kind of the view behind the goal, not just from myself or from it's from all of us. But also, you know, you can let us know at Unofficial Robins on Twitter or Unofficial Robins Podcast at gmail.com. And, you know, we always were saying, well, a bit weak week in their midfield, a bit concerned about that, or concerned about our strikers, or concerned about defence. It just feels now that there's no part of the pitch where there's any of those worries. Of course, by definition, there's going to be players that we think are slightly better than another player or whatever. That stands to reason. But in terms of those actual core sort of parts of the football positioning sort of system or whatever, it just seems very, very strong to me.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, we made another signing, of course, midweek. I think he played against Thatcham, Zidane Akers, who I think is from Steyn, either in, I think he's either a winger, stroke attacking midfielder. So yes. That's another signing, just to add that little bit of combination. And I'm assuming that's a little bit of cover out in the wings, maybe Seb or someone like that, some sort of cover just in case. So, yeah, you're right. It's a really strong squad, and there's a lot of players in form at the moment. A lot of players in form, and it's showing in the results. You know, that's 18 points out of the last six games. In terms of clean sheets as well, well, I can't remember the last time we conceded, if I'm honest. Not in the league, didn't
I? Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to be, I guess, exactly. And then the final goal was Cully again.
Yeah, defensive mistake for them. So the pitch was pretty slippy. It was very muddy in some places. It's very heavy for the players to play on. A bit of a defensive slip. Cully was through. Beautiful finish. 2-0 just in front of half time as well. So ideal for us. And that sort of blew Roo through really to the final score. No more real chances in the... Well, there was a few chances in the second half. Michael Eacott pulled off... Well, there was one save that was absolutely magnificent where... their attacker, I think he went past two of our defenders one-on-one against Michael Eacott, made himself big. What a save, absolute quality. And you know, I think once again, when we're talking about sort of strength in depth in terms of positions, you know, he's making it very difficult even when Mark Scott comes back for him in any way not to be seen as the number one, because his form at the moment looks superb. He looks confident. He talks so well as well. You know, he does not shut up for 90 minutes, even more so than Bobby, actually. I think he's louder.
Well, that is very stiff competition, isn't it? It really is. And it's interesting as well, I was just going to sort of say on a slightly another subject, in terms of with the general view now, social media coming out and such, like, you know... being quite negative towards Bracknell and also, you know, towards some of our play and stuff. And what I'm finding so interesting is, of course, is actually in terms of fair play awards, we're doing very well in that. And actually, in terms of the discipline, you know, it's very, very good. As you touch wood, we've not had many yellows or definitely no sort of, you know, sending off for a long time. And it's... It's going to be interesting as time goes on, you know, as those clubs really want to prove something, which, of course, you know, they're entitled to do. It's going to be a challenge. And I just hope that, you know, everyone can, you know, really keep their heads and keep their cool as, you know, as we get sort of potentially some difficulties, you know, with clubs wanting to prove a point, perhaps.
Yeah, and we spoke about it a good few weeks ago, didn't we, around, you know, the trolling you can see on social media. I would always, you know, when you're in the limelight, and at this league at the moment, we are absolutely in the limelight. We are the form team. We're seen as money bags, despite the fact I'm not quite sure if that's true. And, you know, as you say, teams are there to try and knock us off that perch. And where we're tending to control parts of games, and whether that's, you know, control it in terms of possession or sort of just in terms of the game management, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of frustration appearing out on the pitch at times. Our players just have to be professional at all stages. And also we repeat that as well, where we see some of that frustration and some of them comments coming out on social media as well. And I would say to all fans, I would say to everyone associated with the club, look, let's not get embroiled in it. let's turn around and support our team and our players, and fingers crossed we stay professional. Okay, we'll get exactly what Bobby and the boys deserve out of this season, and we don't get drawn into it. There's no need to.
No, absolutely, and it's one of those things that I'm just seeing out and about now. That, as I say, we are there's lots of rumours about Bracknell, and I find it quite hilarious at times, because it just is just literally not true. Obviously I won't say any players' names, but there's some beliefs that our players are one person says, £600 a week, then £1,000 a week, and it just goes up every time you walk past one of the opposition fans, and it's like, oh, for goodness sake, it's ridiculous. But there we go. Well, indeed. So the next game is on Saturday away, I believe.
Yes. So yeah, absolutely. Sutton Common Rovers away. They're not having the sharpest of seasons, if I'm honest. I think we beat them 2-1 at our place early on in the season. I think it was third game in, wasn't it? And we weren't at our best. And, of course, they had a very good goalkeeper between the sticks on that day.
Yes.
A certain gentleman by the name of Mike Leacott, of course.
Yes.
I think it was 24 hours after that game. But it was, my perspective, yeah, they've had a tough time. They've lost a couple of key players, one of them being Michael. I've not been to Sutton before, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff, and fingers crossed to another 3 points, because the week after we've got a tough old game against Hamwell.
Hamwell is
just outside the playoff places. They were, with ourselves, one of the favourites for the league this season. And they've got some really good players there. The likes of Dan Carr, of course, ex-Bracknell, plays there.
And he scored this week, actually. He scored, did Dan. Yeah, scored. I think he scored either second or third goal for Hamwell. Yeah.
So I think once again, we can't look beyond it. One game at a time. Let's focus on Sutton Common Rovers. Let's hope as many Bracknell fans get there, because I've got to say the crowd numbers, both home and away, behind the goal are getting bigger by the game. We saw it today, to be fair. I would not. It's becoming pretty noisy and a little bit intimidating. I wouldn't want to be an away goalie, let's just say that.
It's just great. It is great. And of course, don't worry. If it's a position, sometimes I know transport can be difficult for people or, anything like that. Just get onto the Unofficial Robins Facebook page. Send a message, and if there's space in someone's car, I'm sure they can do lift shares and stuff like that. So, don't worry. We can always sort things out in terms of away games. So yeah, please do that. And of course, we will be coming from Sutton Common Rovers. We'll make sure that we give you the usual sort of halftime and reports and such like. And let us know what you think and how we're doing. As I say, please do send us an email. It really, really is important. We need your views, not just as fans on the ground, but also if you're further away as well. We'd love to hear from you. So you can do that really easily. Just robinspodcast@gmail.com. And on Twitter, Unofficial Robins. So it's just very, very easy. Drop us an email, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. And until next time, we will, where we will go and tell you all about the Sutton Common Rovers.
Excellent. Well, good night, James. Is it my turn to say good night tonight?
That's different, isn't it? I like that. Yes, go on. You go and say good night for a change. I like that. That's a good idea.
Good night, good day, good evening, wherever you are. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Come on, you Robins!
Yeah!
Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
Our team is better than yours!